everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision Show. I am your host, Haley Clandenin, and this is our second week here at KCNR Radio. And just in case you guys missed who we are, I'm going to give you a little wrap-up, just to entice you. Women of Vision is a movement, women supporting women and embracing our uniqueness to inspire others. So, if that intrigues you at all, get on our website and come check it out. It is www.womenofvisionmovement.com. You can find all of our upcoming events. And I am sitting here tonight with two of my favorite women of vision. D'Amica is sitting and hosting with me tonight.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, girl?
I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to host with you. I know, it's our first time hosting together, so it's kind of fun.
For sure.
And then we are sitting down tonight with Jesse Baldwin.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
We've done this before.
We have.
I feel like it's a reunion. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you are an independent certified health coach.
I am.
It's kind of a mouthful.
It is. I did that on purpose.
Tell us a little bit about you and what that is and what you do.
I'm an independent certified health coach, like you said, and what that looks like is I help people get healthy, realize what their goals are, and just help them get there. It's that simple.
Wow. Okay. So what, I mean, this might be kind of a general question, but like, what does that entail exactly? How often do you meet? Give us some of the basic logistics here.
Be general. That's good.
Or specific.
We'll get there. Someone will reach out to me. Either they'll call my cell or they'll email or reach out on social media. And I will meet with them and I'll just talk and say, what is it you want to accomplish? And what has stopped you from getting there before? So that's the beginning of the process, the coaching process, is I strive to understand exactly what it is that they want to do and what's stopping them. And through that process, I match them with a program. I coach 12 different doctor-approved programs. So as I go through that process, I want to match them with something that's going to best meet their needs, their lifestyle. For instance, if they're super busy, they might need more convenience, and also their budget. And then once I match them with a program, I coach them through it for free.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. So just to kind of go before we get too far in, mm-hmm. while we're still general, how did you get into this business?
Well, I got into it. That's a great question. I've been a dental hygienist for 15 years, and then back in 2015, I had my own health transformation. I lost a ton of weight, which transformed everything in my life. I'm a mom with four young kids, and once I figured out, hey, I can do this, and if I can do this, someone else can do it too, I made a career shift. So I went and got certified in health coaching. I decided I want to help other people do what I did. And that's how I got into it.
That's pretty amazing. Who was your coach that inspired you to get healthy?
Her name's Dr. Christiane Weir. She's in Chico, California.
Oh, close.
And yeah, close. And she walked through me through it, and it was incredible. Initially lost, 174 pounds.
Wow. Dang.
And it was phenomenal.
That's amazing.
So I love it. I'm passionate about helping other people do this because I know what it's like to struggle, and I know what that feels like. So.
Is there a specific process that you go through with each individual that you're coaching?
There is. Specific process is once I meet with them and figure out what it is they need to match them with a program, then I get them set up with that program. I meet with them the day before they start. I coach people all over the country. So I do a lot of video conferencing through Zoom. I'll meet in person or phone calls, and we'll do like, I call it a journey kickoff. And we sit down, we talk with them, and get them started strong. Then their first 5 days while they're doing their program, I connect with them every single day. So I'm there. They can text me anytime. We get on the phone for a 10-minute phone call. I look over what they did, make any modifications, make sure they're feeling really good, that they're happy with the process, make sure that they're plugged into all aspects of their program, a lot of different programs out there. And then I set them up with a weekly coaching call, and that's where I just help them. I call it more a client-led based coaching. And what I mean by that is I meet a client where they're at. Mm-hmm. So some clients really need baby steps. They've tried a lot of things
in
the past.
You hold your hand the whole way through.
Yeah, holding hand is fine. I can handhold. I can cheerlead. I can bark like a coach from the sidelines. I match my coaching style to what it is that they need. And so I've done a lot of work with empathetic coaching. And yeah, it's client-led for the most part. I meet them where they're at and take them where they want to go at their pace.
Well, it probably helps make you very successful knowing what your client wants is, you know, you're going to be able to provide
exactly.
them
you got to match the need, right? I think I've coached close to 800 people in the last 4 years. I'm just entering my fifth year now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. So I have a question. What would you tell women that are on the fence about getting coaching? Or maybe they think that they don't need coaching, you know? What would you tell them? Because really, at the end of the day, we're all busy women and men and leading lives, and sometimes we do let our health go by the wayside. And I'm just kind of curious what you would tell somebody that might be so-so about it, or how would you get them to take the leap?
I can't get anyone to do anything. And that's kind of one of the things I love about coaching. So if someone's not sure, why do I need this? All I do is ask questions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask questions. What is their reservation about it? Have they ever had a coach? If they've ever had a coach, what did that coach do for them? Did they find benefit to it? And so when I ask questions, it really awakens inside of them what they need, mm-hmm. rather than me telling them, you need a coach. Clearly you can't do it on your own. You need a coach. That closes everybody off. When you ask questions and you can bring it and draw out of them what they need, then it becomes a personalized one-on-one experience. That's right. Just the very beginning of trust being built between myself and the client.
And that's huge. Mm-hmm. Because obviously you have to have that rapport to be able to really get in and dive deep and figure out, like you said, what your client needs and meet them where they're at.
Right.
What do you think that the most common concern that people do come to you with coaching and they want coaching? Is it just to lose weight? Is it to learn how to meal prep? Is it learn how to be accountable? What do you see as the most common?
Boy, that was a general question again. I mean, that's like buckshot. That just hits so many different things.
Well, you don't notice one thing over another that people consistently talk to you about? Yeah.
I think the biggest theme that people come to me with, honestly, is emotional eating. Hands down. Whether or not someone has 10 pounds to lose or 150 pounds to lose, emotional eating, especially amongst women, seems to be a running theme that I see a lot.
Is that what we call it when we snack from like 8 till bedtime?
It depends. Are you hungry?
Right.
Did you poorly manage your energy throughout the day?
It's relatable, though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like everyone has those moments. You know, I consider myself to be a pretty healthy person, but does not mean that there are not weeks that I'm like, oh, I'm eating a lot more this mm-hmm. week than the usual. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So I don't want to get into too deep to that subject just yet because we are coming up relatively close to a little commercial break. But I do want to know, too, what you think sets you apart when we come back from different health coaches, because there's a lot of different types of coaching, and you seem to be very not just health-oriented, but I would imagine people benefit a lot from just motivation and life in general from you. So I definitely want to know a little bit more about what makes you different in your opinion. And I do want to mention really quick before we do go to our break, some of our sponsors for the show, Linda Lingo, financial coach, and then also Legal Shield, Sarah Beck. What's up, girl? And then Jesse Baldwin, health coach.
Hey, look at that. I sponsored my own show.
She is. And we do have a couple of others that we'll be, of course, mentioning later on here. But I'm just really excited. Sorry, bear with me. I have a little extra time now before the break. I'm learning how to, you know, get this all evened out.
For sure.
Live radio. What's up? But if you guys do want to call in, too, by the way, it is a live show. So if you have any questions or comments for Jesse and you want to call in, you can reach us at 605-4567. And, again, we are here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I'm just curious if you have any questions, too, coming up here, Tamika, if you've thought of anything interesting to...
Well, I definitely want to get more into the empathetic coaching or psychology or whatever you call it. I want to get more into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited just to hear a little bit more about, like I said, what sets you apart. There mm-hmm. are so many different types of coaches mm-hmm. and there are, you know, that's, I guess it's such a general question that I asked earlier, but I am curious, you know, how women would choose a coach. Like, how do you know specifically what it is maybe that you are looking for? I don't know. Have you had a coach other than the one that you had with your health coaching?
Well, I've had basketball coaches and softball coaches mm-hmm. and volleyball coaches. And
I didn't even think about that. I've had a lot of coaches too then.
Financial coaches, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's awesome. That's probably also helped frame your mindset for how you coach, mm-hmm. I bet. So anyways, join us here shortly. We'll be back with Jesse Baldwin.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show. We are sitting down here tonight with Jessie Baldwin, independent certified health coach. And we were discussing right before we went to the commercial break about what sets you apart from other coaches, kind of what you think makes you unique from anyone else.
The first thing that comes to mind when you say that is I totally get the struggle. I think that's really attractive to people that I get it. When they come to me, there's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. And that feels good and it feels comfortable. So women can come to me out of a place of comfort knowing that. And nothing against, like, super skinny model type coaches. Great. Good for them. That's awesome. But that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real woman, real world, and I get kids, business, life, marriage. I get it all. And I think that's what sets me apart. I'm sure there's a lot of coaches just like me. I think the programs that I coach set me apart also. They are total comprehensive programs. So I don't coach any diets. We address everything, the person as a whole. It's like a total wellness program, if you will. So the programs that I coach specifically address more than just your nutritional needs. They deal with other things such as stress reduction,
mm-hmm.
healthy boundaries, healthy relationships. They teach things like, I'm going to get into some psychology here, the drama triangle.
Yeah.
They teach the drama triangle where women love to live.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you identify when you're there and get back up above the line into the empowerment triangle? So what this is talking about is really emotional management. And that's, and I don't want to just peg myself in a place where I just coach women because I coach men too.
Mm-hmm.
But for women in America, we have a huge case of emotional mismanagement. and everything can upset us and everything can ruin our day. And how can we get control of those things? Because it does affect our eating. It affects our goals. It affects everything. And if mama ain't happy,
nobody's happy.
Nobody's happy.
But can I say something? I just read a quote that is in alignment with what you're talking about. And what they're saying is that your thoughts make you fat, not the food. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I love that.
That's a great question.
I love it. I wish I could just say, Jesse, you're skinny. Jesse, you're skinny. But there's so much science behind your thought life.
Exactly.
Positive thinking. And that goes back to drama triangle, which I know we're not getting much into that right now, and empowerment triangle. How can you recognize when you're having a negative thought about yourself or a situation and flip that into something positive?
Mm-hmm.
See that as an opportunity to learn instead of beating yourself up.
Yeah, it that's the hardest part, I feel. You know what I mean? That negative self-talk, it's automatic sometimes.
Right.
People, you know what I mean? And if you're not aware of the fact that, you know, I need to switch that or have the tools to do that, that's something that is like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it starts when you're young, really. If you've got kids, what are you always telling that toddler?
Be careful.
Right.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
They hear way more no's than they ever hear yeses. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're ingraining, and there's nothing wrong with that. You got to teach them, you got to teach them boundaries, and no is the easiest and fastest way for safety. But you've got, it ties into your self-worth. And when women come to me, their self-worth is usually not that great. They've been beat up by the world. They've been raised however they've been raised. And we have to do some deprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
Or for, I like to use the word defragmenting. Anyone over the age of 40 knows what it's like to defrag your computer, right? You got to get out those places in your mind that are not serving you.
Right.
And that comes out through coaching.
Yeah. And I would definitely say as women, we put everyone else first. I've just recently started working out after 4 years. 4 years it took me to get back on the wagon or, you know, get back on track with working out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's only because, you know, you put everyone else first. Your work is first. Your kids are first, you know. So how do you help women get out of that cycle?
Again, I ask questions. Women will get back into what they're passionate about and put themselves first when they see themselves as a priority.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't see
some truth.
I know it, right? They don't see themselves as a priority.
True.
And so when you can lay it out for them and help them see through asking questions, through empathetic coaching, that, hey, how much better are the kids going to be? How much better and sweeter is your marriage going to be if you're happy?
I was just going to say, that's probably guilt is hard because it's like, it's not that we probably don't think about the fact that we need to do more things for ourselves. It's that internal struggle where you're like, okay, so I choose this hour and 15 minutes at the gym, but I'm going to be away and then I'm rushing home and I'm missing homework time and I'm missing this. And then it's like that, you know, that mom guilt that kind of kicks in or whatever. And so then it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe I'll work out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being creative, Haley. It's about being creative. It's about finding those nooks and crannies and prioritizing things. I wouldn't miss kids' homework to work out at the gym. That's just me personally. But are there other things you can do? Absolutely.
Right.
I'm also not super, and I hate to say this, I'm not super workout at the gym based.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I coach to things that people can do long term. I coach things where people can make small changes so that even when their motivation is in the toilet, they can still do them because they're that simple.
And because it fits into their lifestyle.
Right.
They can actually
Some people are just not gym people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Some people love it. They want to tear it up at the gym. I am not one of those people. I've been there. I played college ball. It's not me anymore. I got four kids and that's not my passion. If someone wants that, I'll absolutely match them with a nutrition plan to support it. But that's not naturally my go-to with women who are so busy and so overwhelmed. And the last thing they think they can do is go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to agree with them. Let's get your nutrition lined up first and get you feeling better there first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the fat loss so you're feeling good about yourself. And then if you want to go tone up at the gym, that's going to be your next step.
Okay,
so like I said, baby steps. It's a process. You can't throw everyone and change everything overnight.
Right.
It won't work. That's like New Year's resolutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's January 1st. You got all this gumption that you're going to change everything. Well, here we are, what, February 11th. Where are you at on those resolutions, right?
Right.
Even as a kid, for some reason, I just was always like, this isn't a good idea. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
I've never been a person to set New Year's resolutions. I don't know. It's just kind of like, why now? It should just be anytime, I guess. Or right. Whenever you're ready to make that commitment, really, is what it comes
it's
down to.
It's just a fresh feeling for people.
I guess that's true.
And my clients write it, and I let them write it because I'm not going to, like, bottle up their motivation. I'll be like, hey, it's awesome. It's a new year. Let's do this.
No,
well,
absolutely.
Because I still do the vision boards, and I still have, like, certain terms that I have for that year. Like, last year was evolve. This year is shift, you know. So it's like that works for me, but not specific things that I might fail on.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes down to self-efficacy. So what I mean by self-efficacy is if you can give someone a small task, a small habit that they can install, and they can do that every single day, they become proficient in it. It mm-hmm. becomes easy. Self-efficacy. It's not overwhelming. So when I meet with someone, I'll dial in right away what we're going to work on first. And honestly, for most people, it's water. It's that mm-hmm. simple. They are not drinking enough water. Too much coffee, too much soda.
Right.
And then it just all tumbles down from there. So a lot of my coaching really has to do with keeping people on track and alignment with their goals, which I can't keep them there. But when I ask them questions and remind them that this is important to them, this is a priority, they are worth it, they are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I mean, probably help them find actually healthy balance too, because I mean, reality is, you know, there's the ebbs and flows of life. Not one thing is always going to flow exactly the way you need it to one day. And so finding a balance and giving people, you know, options or
one thing that helps with balance in life, because I'm a mom, a mm-hmm. business owner. I got four kids. I'm married. I'm very busy, but I'm very structured.
And routine.
Now that comes carefully to some, that comes real easily to some people, but not so much to others.
Mm-hmm.
So again, baby steps. But if you can just get your eating in a routine and mm-hmm. alignment, and you don't have to guess, you don't have to know what is the latest fad out there. Do we do keto? Do we do this?
Right,
do we do that? Let's just do scientifically proven systems and programs with all the support. When I say all the support, what I mean by that is if you can surround yourself with an umbrella of support, you're mm-hmm. going to be so much more likely to succeed. So for my
Absolutely.
Clients, what that looks like is you got a free health coach, someone who's there to check in with you, who's there, who's your cheerleader. You got a community of support. So I've got an awesome local community here. We got a client support page. And then you got what I call a habit transformation program. And I coach that. And that goes back to teaching people about emotional management. And then you got the food plan. When you got all four pieces working together, that's when you have long-term success. That's when you have predictable outcomes. I don't want to be like people have had their dreams dashed in other programs.
Mm-hmm.
They have done other things that didn't work out and they've lost hope. And that's hard. So a lot of times when women come to me, they're seriously afraid to dream. They're afraid to think that it's even possible. So I believe for them until they believe for themselves. Just need a little bit of a trust. Yeah.
It's amazing. How are you free? I want to understand how
That's
this
awesome.
Business works.
That's
right?
fantastic. How am I free?
Please.
I'm just a super nice person. I have no bills to pay. No, I'm kidding. how am I free? I get commission from the programs that I coach. So when I match them with someone, isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
So those companies pay me very well to coach my clients.
That's actually really phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how do you decide who you want to coach? Are there some people that you'll turn away?
Hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
I don't even know what that would look like. I'm pretty versatile in what I can handle from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, that hasn't happened yet. I would say that there's certain health conditions that I probably wouldn't handle. That I would say you've got to talk to your doctor first.
Okay.
So there's certain things like that, that we would put the brakes on first mm-hmm. and get doctor approval for, but.
Have you encountered anything like that?
Yeah.
Thus far?
Okay.
Well,
hi.
Anyways, we are about to hit another quick commercial break. So before we do, just want to mention a couple more of our sponsors, Bargain Books and More. Also, Everbloom Skincare, because everyone needs a facial, you guys. And Deborah Mitchell, Oils for Young and Healthy Living. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and keep talking with Jesse about how to keep yourself motivated and in alignment with your health goals. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Assembly candidate Piyush P.K. Danuka says he'll solve the homeless problem. But he failed to vote on the Homeless Veterans Prevention Act to get our heroes off the street and into shelters. Danuka says he'll keep taxes down, but failed to oppose an $855 million a year tax hike. He says he'll stop wildfires, but failed to vote on legislation to help prevent them. Piyush Danuka says he'll clean up Sacramento, but his failed voting record and false promises just say he'll fit right in.
Fortunately, Megan Daly is already working to fix what's wrong in Sacramento. She's leading the fight to clean up the homeless mess. Megan's work to prevent wildfires earned her support from the California Professional Firefighters Association. And the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association backs Megan Daly because she will protect Prop 13 and keep taxes down. Assemblywoman Megan Daly, getting the job done for us.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2020.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We are here with Jesse Baldwin, and this is the Women of Vision show. Hope you enjoyed the commercial break. Now we're going to get into some good stuff. So we've been talking about goals and your, not only your fitness goals, but your health goals in general and healthy mind goals. And you are a very busy mother, businesswoman, working on your own health goals. So I'm curious if you utilize your own program.
I do.
In your day-to-day.
I absolutely use my own program. That's why I'm the biggest proponent of it, because it works. Mm-hmm. It absolutely works. So I had to restart my health journey after having life interfere. We can talk about that in a minute. But this year so far, I'm down 17 pounds, which
Woo!
I'm really excited about.
Yeah, awesome.
And yeah, and it's cool because I share that with my clients. We share our wins together. It's an amazing supportive community that I'm a part of and that I've created here. And yeah, so I use it for sure.
Okay. And what, I know you said that there's, what, 12 different programs?
Right.
Do you utilize all 12 at once? Do you just tailor a couple to yourself?
There's a couple different weight loss programs. There's programs for people who have no weight to lose, but they just want to exercise and balance their blood sugar and not feel fatigued throughout the day. There's programs for type 1 diabetics, type 2 diabetics, senior citizens, teen boys, and teen girls. They're different programs. There's a lot of different programs that we have. We have a gout program. We have a nursing moms program.
Wow.
So there's really nobody that I can't help.
A high blood pressure?
Sure.
Well, I just went to the doctor. That's what I'm asking.
We'll talk about that later.
I am shocked, though. That's amazing. Yeah. So that's huge because then, like you said, people don't necessarily have to be coming to you for coaching because they want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I coach a lot of people who have absolutely no weight loss, but they might be thin and look healthy, mm-hmm. but their eating habits are junk.
Totally.
Total junk, and they don't feel well.
I just feel like that's a huge maybe misconception then, mm-hmm. that people assume health coach has to do with losing weight, and that's mm-hmm. all that it is. And obviously that's very far from the truth. Like, I'm sitting here as we've been talking, and I'm like, there's some stuff I could sit and benefit from, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
From, and it's not necessarily my eating habits, but it, you know, all kinds of other things.
Right.
It's huge.
It's a holistic approach. It's right. proper sleep. It's mm-hmm. stress reduction. It's proper hydration. It's nutrition. It is so much, and it's everything, and it's very overwhelming, which is one of the reasons why having a coach identify, okay, this should be your first baby step, and just doing it and taking the next step and the next step, that's all we can do.
Well, right, and helping you help guide you in the right path,
right.
to the right next step,
yes.
instead of stepping backwards or staying stagnant, too.
Right.
Wow. So that's pretty amazing. So how have you been
in my current journey?
Yeah. In your journey.
Yeah.
All works in progress.
No, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Cause when people meet with me in person, I don't look like a typical health coach. And, I had to get past that in my own head and own mind and my own authenticity. Really. I had to get past it and over it. I don't have to be perfect to help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I get the struggle. And I have full confidence in my programs. So I had a little bit of head work to get through it on that myself. But in 2015, lost 174 pounds. It was fantastic. Reversed my diabetes. I'm still no longer diabetic, which is great. Got me off my CPAP machine. I mean, it changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to run and play with my kids.
Right.
Teach them to ride their bikes. Ride on roller coaster rides with them. All these things I couldn't do when I was almost 400 pounds. And kept it off for 18 months, doing awesome, became a health coach, helping tons of people, and then life happened. And I cannot tell you how many clients I coach that this happens to, that they are doing fantastic, and then a loved one passes away,
mm-hmm.
or marital troubles, or a child gets sick, or loss of a job. Life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me. Just to talk a little bit about what happened with me personally, I began to uncover and realize some childhood trauma that I had. And that really threw me for a loop. And so as soon as I recognized what was coming up for me and remembering these things and going through the process of all that, I knew I needed to get help. And I did get help. But I also at the same time returned to some of my old habits, emotional eating, and regained some of the weight. And that was hard. But that is life. Mm-hmm. So for me, just being completely honest, if I was not a health coach, there's no doubt in my mind I would be back to 400 pounds or more. Damn. I have no doubt. Becoming a health coach really kept me in the game. It was the smartest and best move that I could make because I said, hey, I'm a health coach. I really cornered myself in and I cannot give up. I have all these clients depending on me
mm-hmm.
and it's real life. And I mean, clients are understanding. They get it. And so I kept off 70 pounds, which I'm really proud of. I've
you
never done
be.
That before.
Hey, right.
So I thought that was pretty awesome. And I contribute that to my program and the community and my own personal health coach, Christiane, who helped me too. And I'm on my way back down. And I know I'm going to get back to my goals.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Dealing yes, through childhood trauma and all of that, it's just – It's a complex thing, and I coach a lot of women who have had childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do is we pack on pounds for protection. And so it's heavy, and it's not something that anyone wants to talk about or hear about.
But it's life.
But it's life.
And mm-hmm. I'm sure, appreciate your vulnerability and being open about your situation and your story, because it is life, and you're right. The loss of a loved one, there are things that happen that you are just not really prepared to mm-hmm. deal with, you know what
right.
I mean? And it is easy to retract back. And so cheers to you for being able to use your program and continue to push forward through dealing with all of that, because that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. I love my program. I love my clients. I love coaching. I mean, it's just after 15 years of dental hygiene and scraping plaque and pus and loving that because I could talk all day and my clients couldn't talk, my patients couldn't talk much. Doing this, it's just different. The number one reason why I decided to become a health coach was I didn't want to be in a dental office anymore and miss my kids growing up. Well, that was the number one reason. I work from home. I take my kids to school. Mm-hmm. I can pick them up. I can go on field trips. I work my business around what's important to me in my life. Well, and that was super attractive to me.
You have this beautiful energy, too, and vibrancy and easiness with people that you'd be doing yourself a disservice probably to not work with people like that. So,
and one thing that I want to say that I love, because what I hear a thread, but we're not saying it, is you are a model and an example to your children. So
that's
a beautiful thing. You have four children. They've seen your journey, mm-hmm. and I'm sure have been a part of your journey as well. So I love hearing what you're talking about in your journey.
You just hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah, that's a huge point.
So I was hearing it, but you weren't saying it.
Yeah, no, I haven't got there. I choke up when I talk about my kids.
Mm-hmm.
They helped me. Last Saturday morning, I was working on taxes. Mommy, let's go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I'll get to it later. But Mommy, you said it's important and it's healthy. I'm like, okay. Wow. So, you know, I've got four kids, ages 10 and under. One's on rollerblades, one's on a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other two are on a scooter, and I'm walking the dog who's legitimately dragging me.
Of course, because he's got to keep up with the kid.
Yeah, but we did it.
I love it.
That accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Oh, you're such an awesome mom. I just, only because we have done this interview before, I know that that's another one of the main reasons that you decided to get your health in check.
Right.
Is the story that you told me about your daughter.
Yeah.
And that's super touching, and I don't know if you're willing to share that again.
Well, now that you brought it up, I kind of have to.
Well, because I'm sure you're not, you know what I mean? Someone else is going to hear this. Because
I have FOMO. I'm like, what am I missing here?
Well, someone else is going to hear this story maybe, and you know what I mean? Maybe that's going to be the push for them to, other than their child, to make a change. It just has resonated with me. It's something mm-hmm. I've always remembered from our first interview, so.
And my daughter loves it when I tell this story. Okay. She thinks she's famous, you guys.
See?
Okay? She totally thinks she is famous, and I love that. So, right, in 2015, I was at my most unhealthy, and I had twins. They were five at the time, and then a three-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. And I was exhausted. Just, I mean, so tired. I pretty much stayed in a recliner most of the day. My kids would come home from school, the twins, they'd want to go to the park. And I'm telling you, my knees were on fire. I was so tired. It was everything I could do just to get, you know, food, cleaning the house. And there was none of me left for them. And one night I was laying in bed and I heard my daughter, Katie, she was crying in her room. And so I got up and went in her room and I said, Katie, why are you crying? And she said, I don't want to tell you, Mommy. And so, of course, I'm like, okay, you're telling me now, girl. So I went in there and I sat on her bed and she said, Mommy, you're not healthy and I'm scared. 5 years old. Mm. And I'd had congestive heart failure and I slept with this machine that made me sound like Darth Vader. I mean, it was just like, she was scared.
Mm-hmm.
That right there was an eye-opening moment. It wasn't just about me anymore.
Right.
It was about them. And I made her a promise that night. I said, Katie, I'm going to get healthy. I have no idea how, but I promise you I'll get healthy. And then I remembered 6 months before, a health coach had reached out to me, talked to me about what I wanted to do. She told me what all it entailed. I'm like, nah, I've done stuff like that before. But I remembered her, called her. She got me started. And the rest is history. And my daughter was so proud of me. I mean, I took her to Thunderland, which is in Sacramento, and there's little kid rides. I could ride on those rides with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't just the moms on the sidelines that are, you know, huffing and puffing and dying. But those moms are hurting. They think they can't change. They think this is what it is. And I like to stand here and say, hey, you can change. You can absolutely do it. You just need the support.
Mm-hmm.
You need the community, and you need to have a proven system that works.
Right.
Such a good story.
It's a great story. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks for having that. Game.
Obviously, like you said, you had already met this lady mm-hmm. and brushed it aside as a, you know, nope, not for me, not the system. I don't need that.
Right.
So just, you know, it's pretty beautiful. Anyone else who out there might be on the fence.
I've met a lot of Jessies out there.
Maybe you should come talk to Jessie because you really are. And I love your program and the fact that it is very tailored to your clients. So anyways, we are coming up again. Look at this. I'm getting so much better.
You are.
You're awesome. On another commercial break, you guys. So again, going to name a few more of our sponsors. Thank all of you ladies for showing up and sponsoring our show and helping get our vision out there. Michelle Lane Coaching, Dr. Maria Salas, I'm hoping, chiropractic, and she's also an Airbond consultant. And then also our girls, Lit From Within. So thank you guys for being sponsors and enjoy the commercial break. This is the Women of Vision show, KCNR 96.5 FM.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR 96.5 FM. And we are sitting down talking with Jessie Baldwin. She is a fantastic health and life coach, I would say. I know that's not necessarily a title.
I don't claim it.
I know. I'm just putting it out there.
It all muddles together, but I do not claim it.
I know. Like I said, I just added that in for you. I know it's not your official title, but you do a lot more than just health coaching, in my opinion. So we did have a little question come in, woohoo, from out of the studio.
Exciting.
I know, right? And they were wondering, what if someone can't afford a coach or doesn't have the time to have a coach but wants to start their health journey? Like, what would you encourage them with or some basic or general advice to jumping into their health journey?
That's fantastic. That's a really great question. We can add value right here to people who are listening. What is something that I can do right now? Let me remind you, I am a free health coach.
Free.
It's free to talk to me. It's free to be coached by me. So I just want to throw that in there again. Basically, our idea of general health and what the research shows is that we need to be eating small, frequent meals every 2 to 3 hours. We should start our first meal within an hour of waking up to jumpstart our metabolism. That's why it's called breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Break fast. There you go. Mm-hmm. Jinx, show me a Diet Coke.
Okay. Or champagne, maybe, if I can twist your arm.
So I give them basic value. So if I do their, we had this conversation about health. I match them with a program. They're not quite ready. I want to leave them with value. So I give them suggestions. So eat every 2 to 3 hours, 6-7 times a day, mostly lean protein, non-starchy vegetables, get a serving of fruit, get a serving of dairy, limit carbs if you're trying to lose weight. Although people go crazy, they go way too low on the carbs. So they're not just burning fat, they're burning muscle too. So I have resources that I can give them that will give them a meal plan. The thing and the problem with that is people have such limited motivation that if they don't have the support of a coach, if they don't have the support of a community, if they're not plugged into a system, it tends to just be fleeting. They're like, okay, I got this meal plan, I'm going to do it. And they shop and they meal prep for a week. And then what? It's too hard. You guys, it's too hard. Life is way too busy. We've got to stack the deck in our favor by joining up with the tribe, joining up with something that vibes with you, that you know you can stick to because you've got this community of support, because you've developed relationships within the community, and that brings accountability.
You're speaking our language. You know we're women of vision.
Yes, I am too. I know. I love
yes,
it.
Exactly. We're tribers.
Exactly. We're tribers.
We're definitely tribers.
Yeah, so join my tribe.
It's
awesome.
It is true. It does help. You know, not everyone's wired to just enjoy the gym. That's actually an outlet for me. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I'm a weirdo. Yeah. So when I don't go to the gym, that's when I'm like, what is wrong with me?
And you're then all cranky.
Of a sudden I'm like, yeah, wow, you haven't been releasing.
That's awesome. Yeah. My body's broken.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Is it not?
It is broken.
There are the majority of the people I feel like that are not that way. So
meniscus,
having, like you said,
scoliosis, torn rotator cuff, it's not in the cards for a lot of people that I work with.
No.
I work
not
with
a lot
teens
of
up to the 80s.
To
they don't have the time to do it. Mm-hmm. But everyone can take a walk. But even if someone's sedentary and they're disabled, I can still help them reach their goals.
Okay.
That's what's so cool. I'll just match them up with a non-exercise-based nutrition program that results in weight loss.
Can I talk to you? Because you did say you were talking about nutrition, and the thing that you said was breakfast is important.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this whole trend of intermittent
fasting?
You know I want to know.
You just opened a can of worms.
Fasting cardio, bless your heart. The thought of running 3 miles without eating food for me is like a straight pass out zone.
Okay,
what do you
think? There's two schools of thought. When you say that,
mm-hmm.
Number one, how realistic is that for me? Your friends want to go out after work. I'm sorry. I'm not within my eating window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think socially it works. I don't know. I know there's different times that you can fast for different things. It doesn't make sense to me that way. It doesn't feel like it fits into real life. The other thing is balancing your blood sugars is key. And we balance our blood sugars through the food that we eat.
Okay.
So in those times when you're fasting, your body's making up that sugar. And depending on how overweight you are, that's an unhealthy situation. That's not good
Absolutely.
For you. And so every program I coach, every single one has to do with balancing blood sugars.
Well, and that's probably why you're coaching it. Again, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
So what works for one person, maybe intermittent fasting does work really well for someone's specific body type or whatever.
I'm sure it does.
But, you know.
I don't coach it
at
all.
That is so many
different. I haven't tried it. I just, you know, it's the trend now.
Yeah. So. Well, I want to stick with things that are proven and work,
mm-hmm.
not the trend, not the latest fad. That's just not me. The programs that I coach have been used by tens of thousands of doctors. They're used everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gimmicky stuff. It's not shots. It's not pills. It's not stickers or patches or wraps or any of that stuff. We don't get caught up in all that.
Like pills and shots. Wraps. The quick. You know.
So you remember that? Remember that client I couldn't coach?
I'm her.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'll ask you some questions and help you out.
Oh, I love that though. But that's probably again when we went back to talking about what makes you different
mm-hmm.
from you know other health coaches is the fact that you are a people person, and we can just feel that, and you tailor the programs to the person. So it's not like you're just teaching one general, everybody follow the suit. You know, you're really finding and tailoring the needs to the individual, which is huge, because it's you're not – I highly doubt you've come across even, you know, five of the people that have the same exact little routine.
No. Everyone's a person. Mm-hmm. We're all different people, different color, different shapes, different sizes. And I love it, and it's all beautiful. And I've had lots of great success. I mean, I have clients all over the city of Reading and all over America who have had amazing success with our programs.
Is there one that stands out for you that, like, makes your heart swell, like you feel very good about this client, one you can brag about?
I didn't ask permission.
Well, not specifically their name, right. but their journey.
So, yeah, their journey. I've got this client here locally mm-hmm. who is in her doctorate program. Mm-hmm. She works full-time in a professional career, and she has two kids. She's engaged to be married, and this girl is busy.
Mm-hmm.
She is my busiest client by far. She is so busy. And she got engaged in October, and then I saw her posting pictures on Facebook, and she's, like, killing herself at the gym. And so I reached out to her because she's busy. She's taking time from her kids, time she doesn't have. And I right. said, hey, what if we could help you get that weight off without killing yourself at the gym? What if I gave that time back to you?
Light bulb.
Yeah. And so she started in October, and she's down 42 pounds in 4 months, and she looks amazing. She just put her pictures up on Facebook.
And that's the healthy way to do it.
Yeah. Let's do fat loss and tone up, and it's been fantastic. So I've created a local community here. Can I talk about that real quick?
Yeah, I definitely.
Places where people can plug in.
I was going to say, right. There's a special one that you've been doing here for a while.
Yes, I've been doing.
People can take you up on it.
Right, I've been doing monthly health classes, and they're free, and they're open to the community. I meet at Cross Point Community Church. I'm not affiliated with the church. I just rent their spaces. But
free people, free.
Free. Everything's free. I provide value. It's all good. When you live in abundance, it comes back to you.
I like it.
I like it too. So places to follow and figure out when these meetings are happening. Follow me on Facebook. So Jesse, two S's, two E's. Really important. Learn to spell. Jesse, two S's, two E's, Baldwin. So find me on Facebook. Friend me. That'd be awesome. You can find also my independent certified health coach business page. But I have a group, a public open Facebook group called Change with Jesse, Reading Book Club. And one Saturday a month, we go through a book called a life book, and it's part of my transformation system. It teaches 26 elements of health. We sit down, we talk about it, and we have real life table discussion. How does this affect our life? You create and form relationships in these little meetups. And that's what they are. There's meetups. Mm-hmm. So you join that Facebook group. You'll be able to see when we meet. We also do big quarterly events, and I partner with specific physicians in town, and they'll teach something. I just always want to provide value. I also have free newsletters with recipes and health tips. So they can reach out to me. Can I say my phone number now?
Hey, if you want to give that to us, absolutely.
All right, this is my personal cell, so please don't spam me. 530.
Don't abuse this, people.
Don't abuse it. This is a gift. 530-355-5929. You can text me. You can call me. I'm a real person. I will call back in between children. So 355-5929 or change with Jess, two S's on the end, S's and Sam, at gmail.com. I took the E's off in my email address because people just can't remember mm-hmm. that there's two E's at the end of my name. Thank
Keep
you, Mom.
It simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Yeah. And definitely you guys should check out an event if you don't want to give her a phone call.
This Saturday is the next one, 10 a.m., 10 to 11 a.m. this Saturday at Cross Point Community Church, two-story building next to the ball field. We're in the lower floor from 10 to 11. We have Starbucks coffee there. It's free. Come meet me. Come talk with me and listen to what we do in our book club.
Yes, I absolutely love that. You guys, it's free, too, so you really don't have an excuse not to do it.
Right.
If you're on the fence, go. But thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight and talking. And, D'Amica, thank you so much for sitting with me, too. I can't wait to do this again.
Always a pleasure.
You know you got to be coming back. So, anyways, if you guys are interested in Women of Vision at all, make sure to check out our website, www.womenofvisionmovement.com. We do have socials along with vision development meetings that are geared more towards being trained or taught something, you know, a little nugget there. We do also have some other upcoming events that are really amazing. There's going to be a retreat June 18th through the 22nd in Mexico. There's still spots available. And the Women's Success Summit on August 15th, 2020. So thank you, KCNR 96.5 FM. And thank you, Jesse, again for sitting down with us. And make sure to tune in next week. We'll be with Dana Grant, the Intuitive Master Life Coach. And I just hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday evening. Thanks for joining us. Woo-hoo. We are Women of Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.